MDN TV, the podcast. Be abreast with now. Never miss a thing with MDN TV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global interest. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcasts. The undeniable
it's
choice.
Sundown. The day has just begun. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Yes. This is MDN Shows Running with the Times, only on MDN TV, that podcast. And I am Major Daughter. Welcome, welcome to all our listeners and viewers around the world. Tell you what, have you subscribed yet? If not, what are you waiting for? Because this is the hottest show on the planet, and we bring you the hottest guests on the planet. And today, I want you to take this moment and tell your friends to tell their friends this is one episode they don't want to miss. I'll tell you why. We are talking about the universal laws of prosperity. Everything under the sun is governed by laws. If you want to get right in this life, you must follow the laws. Their laws for everything. But what are those laws for prosperity? Maybe that is why some people struggle for the rest of their lives. They have not discovered and found out their laws of prosperity. Well, my guest is an expert in this. She's been at it for the longest time. She also has a money quiz, a quiz to discover your money healing mode. Woo! Think about it. Who doesn't want to hear that? Well, jump in right after this.
MDN TV, the podcast. Be abreast with now. Never miss a thing with MDN TV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global interest. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcasts. The undeniable choice.
The undeniable choice for today is indeed Victoria Rader, globally recognized alongside the likes of Richard Branson and so many others, contributing so much to sustainability and mental health with projects of CREA Global Awards. There's just so much she has done. And today we want her here on Money Matters, Universal Laws of Prosperity. Who doesn't want to prosper? Well, Victoria, thanks a gazillion times for saying yes and for allowing yourself to be here and for sharing yourself with the rest of the world. Take this time to greet our listeners and viewers around the world. And let's get into it. What are the are there even laws for prosperity?
Oh, Major, first of all, listen, I can listen to your voice and your joy in your voice, because to me, that is an indicator of prosperity. As a matter of fact, the law that is not in the book and that you're living so fully is the energy of gratitude and joy. So, girl, you nailed it. You're living it. I'm just here to explain why it works for you. How about that? And then Maybe for somebody else, what it is and how to make it work.
Oh, why? What fascinated you about the laws of prosperity, really? Maybe let's start there. How do you just go after studying about laws that govern the prosperity world?
Well, first of all, they're called universal laws. And the reason they're called universal laws is because you can take the same law and apply it universally to every single area of one's life. That's what a lot of people, when they hear the word universal, they think it's coming from the universe as the source. That's one way to look at it. It's a minimalistic way to look at it. The universe was created by and through the creator of all that is. The laws are the means through which the universe was created. And the universal laws are the laws that apply to and through everything. And as a result, they either work for us or against us. If we're aligned with the wisdom of each law, it works on our behalf. If we're misaligned, it works against us. Basic law, physical law of gravity. Guess what? Gravity works. You don't have to like it. We love gravity because we drive a car and it doesn't fly into the open space. We hate gravity because when we fall down, we hit ourselves hard. Same law, different application.
Oh, you say we've got to align ourselves with the laws. And I think that's where the kirk is. That's where we are missing it most of the times.
Yeah.
How do you get that right? What?
Well, absolutely. So the book itself that's called Prosper Me covers 35 universal laws as they apply to prosperity. First of all, prosper comes from Latin prosperous, which is well-being. Over the centuries, we detached it from well-being and minimized it to money. Oh my goodness, money. Do you know how many millionaires are my clients that are not prospering? Because you can make 5 million and spend 7 and you're still broke.
Yes.
I got news for you. You know, so all of us think we need more money to fix money problem. That is our problem. You cannot fix the problem you're unaware of. Money is not a problem. It is a symptom of an underlying struggle with one of the laws. So I want us to really realize that when you have a cold, you can take something for your symptoms, for your sneezing, for your cough, but that doesn't help the virus out of your body. It will make it feel better for a short period of time. So you have people that win a lottery and they feel better for a short period of time, but then 78% of them are worse off 3 years later. Why? Because they healed the system, the symptom. So our first step is, let's realize that the problem to money is not having money, and the solution to money is not having more money. The problem is, which of the laws am I violating? The solution, how do I align myself with this law so that prosperity is open in all areas of my life?
Wow. And you say this prosperity is more than finances, is more than money, and which is where we have tied the whole thing. And that's what so many are probably thinking now. It's about money. What laws are we violating right now?
Oh, listen, we can pick one. Every single listener will probably identify with one of the 35. As a matter of fact, the reason we've created the quiz that you mentioned at moneyquiz.me is for you to know which laws you should start with. But the way I feel, you know, the way I feel is for a lot of us, a very unexpected law. That law is the 35th, the very last. And it's last not because it is least, but because it is so important that I want us to remember it the most, and is the law of forgiveness. You say, wait a minute, what does forgiveness have to do with money? The answer is everything. Interestingly enough, if you have Christian background, you will understand how much of parables Christ taught using money and forgiveness. Forgive you debtors so that your debts can be also forgiven. This is a money job. Money job is to show us where we are spiritually. Are we spiritually corrupt? Are we spiritually pure? Money doesn't change us. It shows to the world who we actually are. Money is a magnifier. So it's the law of forgiveness that I see violated the most. We don't know how to forgive because a part of us thinks, if I forgive the wrongdoing, I'm condoning it. Is it okay for me to see a child being violated or abused? Or a starving woman being violated or abused? How do I forgive that? If I forgive that, am I not condoning it? Well, good news. Neither you nor I are God, the creator of the universe. We have no capacity to forgive the act. Our job is to not carry the pain of the act inside of us. I say forgiving is forgiving. Giving your burdens away so that you open space for prosperity to come. Hold your fists tight. What are you holding on to right now? What is a grudge you're holding on to? Imagine there's a shower of prosperity. You can't receive it. Your fists are locked closed. Look what happens when you let go and open your fists. They become open palms. So as we forgive, we give away what is harmful, and we immediately make space for abundance. I would challenge anyone to lean into that. There's a powerful exercise in the chapter on forgiveness, writing a letter to you as if from somebody who harmed you, asking you for forgiveness because your subconscious needs to hear it. You can convince yourself that you're a good person all day long and you're forgiven, but a quiet part of you that never heard, "Please forgive me," will haunt you from within. Do that exercise. I challenge you. Do it. Forgive. And then be so miraculously surprised when, quote unquote, out of the blue, a small or large incident of abundance comes into your life as if out of nowhere, because the law has found a space to bless you. And that's just one example.
Prosper me already. Wow. You are a gem. You are a bundle of inspiration. How long did it get you? How long did it take you to get here?
A lifetime. And I'm nowhere there, right? The beauty of being here is that I'm just growing. I'm just stumbling. I didn't write this book for someone. This book was written through me and by me, for me, as it is written for anybody else. I do not claim to possess the truth or the knowledge. I stumble along with everyone, but I now stumble along at a much higher level of financial independence and frequency, where I have been blessed with the right to do what I do, not because it feeds me anymore, but because it opens the possibility for somebody else. You know, when it's coming through me, so I'll offer it to us. There are four stages of development in our life. We're talking about money, so let's look at money. Right now with your money, you're either in survival, you're literally barely making the ends meet, you're in stability, you're pinching yourself saying, wait a minute, bills are paid, I might even take a vacation, I just hope it doesn't go away. That's what stability feels like. You are in success. I have my needs covered. I'm pursuing my wants. I'm discovering my passion and purpose. That's success. And then significance. I'm living from a place of purpose, and I have a privilege of reigniting the sense of purpose for others. Do you guys see the shift? Where are you in that process? For a lot of us, we want to go from survival to significance, and it cannot be achieved. Not long term. So we need to know where we are and to go to the next step. How do we do that? From survival to stability is the change of habits, your skills. From stability to success is the change of mindset, your mindset. And from your success to significance is a change of heart. And it happens quickly for us. It happens quickly, but it's so important to know, if you are starving, if you are struggling, and you're trying to accomplish a heartfelt act of significance, start with a habit. What is your habit? One of the laws is tithing. Tithing is a prosperity habit. No matter how little you have, give away 10% to somebody who has less, because somebody else lives on that. What a powerful habit. It's the second or third law in the book. I believe it's the third law, because it is so important.
Wow. You talk about steps, you talk about tithing. Let me start with steps first. For someone who says, I want prosperity now, what are some of those practical steps that will help one to prosper in every area of their lives, really, without lifting a finger?
Without lifting a finger, I think I'm not the right person to talk to. I think you gotta move in fingers. Gotta move in fingers in the right direction.
Maybe with ease. That's what I mean.
With ease. We gotta at least lift it. I mean, jokes aside, where do you start? Where do we all start? Where the book starts? The book starts with the first law, which is the law of gratitude. And I know there's so much talk on gratitude, and we've defaulted to what I call zombie gratitude. We write lists. I'm grateful for 1 through 10 every day. I feel nothing. Well, that's a problem. I'd much rather us be grateful for one thing, choking with that gratitude, feeling it so palpably, because that is the law. The law of gratitude is what you appreciate, appreciates. What you appreciate, what you're grateful for, appreciates, grows in value. It's all about asking the right question. If you're with your partner and you're asking what's wrong with you, the universe and your subconscious will answer that. Do you really want to know what's wrong with them? What if you were asked, how come I'm so lucky to have you in my life? What is your greatest strength? If we start appreciating our partner, our partnership appreciates. If we appreciate the little that we have, it grows. Most of us have forgotten it and have defaulted to lack mentality. We're sitting around and noticing what we don't have. Well, I've got news for you. Notice what you notice, because what you notice is what you create more of. You notice the lack, you're going to create more lack. Your desperation is going to create more lack. So right here, right now, before you want to have more, to be more, to do more, pause. What is in your life that is already miraculous? Is it your body that breathes you and you've been taking for granted? Is it the fact that you have the roof over your head and you greedily desire for a bigger roof? The bigger roof is the expansion of the gratitude of a very small one. There can be no other way. So be genuinely grateful, appreciating what you have. Give yourself permission to be happy now instead of waiting to be happy when and if you have more. That is the formula of lack. As soon as I have this, then I will be happy. Forget that. What in my life now is sufficient enough cause for me to be fully happy, fully appreciative? That is the beginning of the path of prosperity.
Now, there are 35 universal laws that you talk about. What is that one that somebody like me, or well, somebody listening now, or will listen later, watch later, what is that one law I can start with right away? Where you can say, well, you start with this law, you get this one right, it will motivate you, inspire you to go for the next law. Well, we've talked about one that is violated the most, which is that law of forgiveness. Let's talk about that one that will just flick the light on, or flip the light on, or just turn things around.
You know, because we're not created with a cookie cutter. The reason there are 35 is because there is a one for each one of us. There is a one for each one of us. So when you take the moneyquiz.me, you have three that are your key. It's a quiz, is free. You can just take the quiz and know it, where to start. But I can only speak of the law for me, right? And I feel that the reason we're having conversations, because if it is for me, we're all aligned, it will be for many others, but not for all, right? Not for all. We're not a cookie cutter nation. Gratefully, we're so uniquely, beautifully challenged so that we can be so uniquely, beautifully loved, is the way I look at it. So the law for me, like that, was the law of grace. It has been the hardest law for me to understand and to allow. And I can tell you why. Because it's a law that is just given to us without the need of earning it. You know, in my life, I've come, and I think so many of us that are listening to it, we've come to train ourselves, and we have to constantly struggle and strive and to earn. And we have no capacity to fully allow for grace in our life. It's a very unique law. The way I applied that law is, we'll take the one that we talked about, forgiveness. There are things in my life that I found hard to forgive. I would say impossible to forgive. And I'm a possibility coach. For me, as a human in this frail frame, it was impossible to forgive. But for a greater me, as divine, that is coming from the source, I had to surrender my inability through the law of grace. How does it look like when you feel you cannot do it? You know it. You've heard your mental conversation. I can't do this anymore. Go to that area in your life right now where you say, I can't do this anymore, or I can't do this. And then say a beautiful, simple prayer to whatever source or God you would be addressing. That is your individual connection. God, greater world designer. You're going to say, please, please do this for me, through me. I cannot do it, but I know that you can do it for me, through me. I surrender this through the law of grace. And then first feel the shift that happens, and then feel the first inspired action that you'll be called to do. So for me, the law of grace has been a greatest miracle to understand and to fully lean into. I have not mastered it, but I've just stepped into this beauty of surrendering to love without losing who I am, but finding more of who I am.
And that is chapter 28, ladies and gentlemen, the law of grace on page 265. I'm going to take you somewhere. And this is the law of growth, which is, let me see what chapter that is. You've got to get the book. Those who are listening, you've got to get the book, because you won't understand this until you dig in the book again and again. And I tell people, read several times, because first time you're just getting introduced. Well, let me spare all that and go to their greatest law for me, which is chapter 12, the law of growth. It is said that anything that doesn't grow dies. If we don't grow, we are dying. You'll have to break that down, because
yes,
I bring this.
Yes, this is actually a quote from Zig Ziglar, and it's a very powerful and true concept. Our cells in our body, they're either growing or they're dying. There's no other way. Our relationships, they're either growing or dying. There's no other way. Our money, it is growing or dying. And so wouldn't we all rather have things grow in the right direction, which, by the way, means for the old habits to die. So a part of growth is the death of the things that no longer serve us. A lot of us want to grow while still holding up to the old stuff. No. Let it die, that it nurtures you in your new growth, right? So that's a special insight for your podcast. It's not in the book. You've created the space. God has delivered through this little yapping mouth here. We're going to honor it. Now let's look at the law of growth. One of my backgrounds is in statistics and mathematics. And so even though I work with energy and personal growth so much, I chose to apply mathematical formula to it. And the formula is that your mindset multiplied by your skill set, multiplied by your effort equals results. And if you're a person of faith, if you multiply your mindset, skill set, and effort by God, by that surrender, then your results become infinite. And so what happens for a lot of us, so many of us are trained to focus on the outcome and on the results. But I've got news for you. We don't control the results. It's not for us to control. If COVID didn't prove it to us, nothing will. You go scream at a blade of grass, see whether it grows. You go scream at a rosebud, see whether it opens. But you can do, you can provide it with the environment. So we're responsible for the input. So a lot of us are addicted to one of the three. There are those mindset addicts that go to every conference, listen to every podcast, and then do nothing and learn nothing. And they're like, wow, it's not working for me. Positive mindset isn't working for me because nothing's happening. Well, your mindset can be at a full 100, but if your effort is at a zero and your skill set is at a zero, your results are zero. So look at your life. with love and not judgment and say, which one of the three can I grow so that the overall input grows? Because that will help the results grow. And you vary it all the time. You might have read every book on quantum mechanics and inspiration, manifesting your mindset on money is great, but you lack the skills. You cannot balance the profit and loss statement. You don't even know what I'm saying here. You don't know how to invest. You're lacking skills. So it's great that you've mastered the mindset. Which skills do you need to do? You know, one of the reasons I wrote the book the way I did is because it takes care of all three. It gives you a law, which is a mindset, gives you a subconscious shift as an affirmation for that mindset to repeat and when to repeat it. It gives you the skills, the basic skills to support every law in your daily life. And then it gives you three steps, the effort, the action you can take so that that law of growth can grow your prosperity visibly, palpably, and consistently. And I'm with you, Major. Most of my clients, most of the readers get back and say, oh my gosh, I'm on the book for the third time and things are happening and I'm blown away. So there you go.
I'm going to read the very last line on page 3 of the book and page 4. Those who have followed this show, they know I never do this. But because you are just one of a kind, here's what you say. When I was young, money was a thing, a coin or a paper bill. Page 4. Money was to be converted and collected, saved, and even hidden. Any money was never about a thought process or a conscious way of life. It certainly was not about ease, peace, or connection. I learned that money was meant to be held on tightly and saved for as long as possible. No one said that acquiring money was about operating harmoniously with it, feeling grateful about it, or being attuned to its presence in your life. What is this all about?
You know, it's beautiful that you've picked that part, and I'll tell you why, because that is actually written.
Why did you put this here? Oh, it gives me chills in my body.
Well, the reason it's so magical is that these are actually the words of my publisher. She wrote a foreword for me, and that foreword was an impact of the book on her. And so this is coming from her, which is as a third party, every reader, which is so perfect that you've picked that, because this is how so many of us have been subconsciously programmed. And so the book has opened for her the possibility of genuine, joyful prosperity. And so she wrote, J.B. Owen wrote that forward. So if you, each one of us can look at our background. And how many of us have been told money doesn't grow on trees? By the way, that's a lie. Paper money actually grows on trees, FYI.
Yes.
So just, you know, we've been trained to live in scarcity and in fear of losing the little that we have. And so the book is inviting us to rewire ourselves into acknowledgement of abundance and allowing for more of it to come. And knowing that we are deserving, not because of what we've done, but because of who has created us and how we're created. Because we've come from the source of love and through love. Very often we forget how to love ourselves. And that, believe it or not, is the number one reason for money lack. Money is just energy. It simply is there as an indicator of who, what, and how we see ourselves. And so for a lot of us, we've been taught love of money is the root of all evil. Now, it's interesting because if you look at the original text from which it was translated, the word there is lust. Lust is not love. Lust is not love. We've got to love money, not because we love money, but because we love people so much and we love life so much and we understand that while on this mortal existence, in this economy, Money gives us freedom to love and support people more. So, of course, it is healthy to love money as a part, as a small yet very important part of loving people and loving life, right? And as I say that, for some of us, just the skin crawls. Oh my gosh, did she say love money? Because our brain filled in, if I love money, I use people. No, that's the old program. What if you love people and you love yourself and you love life, all of life? Money is a part of life. Just like the water is to the body, it's a current. Think of the water. Think of the water, the energy, and money. Energy is the current of all life. Water is a current, literally, of biological life. Money is a currency of economic life. Do we want to love our life? Of course we do. We keep water in, the water flows in the banks. We keep money in the banks. You can come up with so many parallels. Money is just the currency of energy exchange. Nothing more, nothing else.
Let me read this in closing. We say, it took me a while to find a new way to connect with money, to understand the essence of wealth, abundance, and prosperity. Just as an apple nourishes the body, money nourishes your dreams. You can choose to eat an old, bruised apple or find the best apple in the bunch. Money is the same. Wow.
True, true, true. Money is there to nurture, not to destroy. It doesn't do it on its own. We as people help it.
If you started again tomorrow, would you change your strategy or would you do the same things that you did that got you here? We don't wake up with this kind of mindset. We don't rock up thinking like this just because we have read 10 books. That's not how we arrive.
You know, I want to share in one very briefly the story, the moment, and I wouldn't have changed anything. I'll start there because the lessons learned are far beyond, you know, the process of learning the lessons has been far beyond the lessons themselves. And the story for me is that when I brought my little infant daughter, my first daughter, into our little small home, we had so little that we didn't even have curtains on our windows. We had an old blanket. I did not have reusable diapers. We had nothing, but we had everything. Yet I couldn't see that we had everything. I was in a poor me mode. I was hormonal. I felt inadequate as a mother. I felt inadequate as a wife. I felt inadequate as a person. I felt it a complete lack. And as I was laying in bed, sobbing, feeling so poor and sad for myself, poor Vika, poor me, a gentle nudge came from a still small voice. And I was shown a picture of Christ being born in a stable. It doesn't matter what Christ means to anyone. It only matters to me what it meant to me. What I saw was somebody who I know to be the master of prosperity being born with nothing. And I heard a very clear prompting. If it was enough for him, what you have is enough for you. Who you are is enough for you to start. And that's become my motto. What I have is enough to start. Who I am is enough to take the next step. The mindset of prosperity is very simple. It's these two phrases. Who I am is enough. And what I have is enough. Everything else is a gorgeous blessing that is mine to receive, right? So a lot of people with a lot of money die poor because I've never experienced having enough.
Bringing you the good news all day long. You were tuned in to the hottest station on the planet. Keep it locked.
Thank you for staying on for all those who have just joined us. It is money we are talking about. Look, you have blown my mind.
Oh, I love you, Major.
I tell with so much grace. No wonder the law of grace is your grace. You do it with so much grace. We're at the tail end, you know. I could have you here for 3 hours, I tell you, just pulling up everything, causing you to vomit all everything at once. Because there's so much to pull from you. But here we are now. For those who want to hear more, for those who want to find out more about you, where do they do? How can they do that?
Grab the money quiz, but also we're releasing a free workshop. It's called manifestmiracles.me. A lifetime of witnessing and manifesting miracles will be poured in that workshop. I believe it will be the most generous, heartfelt, grace-filled, and graceful offering. And so it's manifestmiracles.me along with moneyquiz.me. And then to learn more, you2shine.com, Y-U, number2shine.com, and on Instagram, Vika, V-I-C-A, underscore Rader, R-A-D-E-R. Come follow me. Have a lot of fun. You get what you see all that time.
Wow. Yes. We've come to the end of the show, but this conversation doesn't have to end. Just go ahead and check out their websites. You want to go to manifestmiracles.me. That is where everything is. And there's a masterclass coming. There's a workshop coming. Find out what is up and coming and jump in. Not only that, what about the quiz? You want to check out moneyquiz.me. You want to take the money quiz to discover your own laws that you need to deal with it. You deal with, right? She talks about three. Mine, I've already seen. I mean, going through all the 35 laws, I already know what we are talking about or dealing with. You want healing. You want healing. You want your money healing, right? This is where it starts. You want abundance. You want abundance now. You want prosperity now. You've got to start there. Victoria, before I let you go, all those links are in the description. For those who are asking, where are the links? They are in the description. Check there. If you can't find anything, please feel free to ask. We'll make sure it's made available to you. What are your parting shots? Last words.
I want to share what inspires me, what makes me create everything I do. And that's a story that starts in the 1400s. There is an Italian sculptor, and his name is very well known to us, you know, and he's asked to carve a sculpture, but he's Donatello. He looks at the slab of marble, and he says, it's faulty. It has veins through it. It's going to crack. He studies it for months. He rejects it. 50 years later, another sculptor, Michelangelo, out of that very faulty marble, carves David, the statue that 600 years later still stands in open air in Florence. So when his contemporaries ask him, how could you possibly carve this gorgeous sculpture out of this faulty marble? His answer is something that inspires me every day. He said, I saw the angel in the marble and I carved until I set him free. I see you. Keep carving.
Free me, see me, hear me, love me, empower me, create me. Thanks a gazillion times, Victoria. You are a bundle of inspiration. I'll say that again and again. We'll never be the same after this. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Victoria Rader, check her out and you'll be on your way to a prosperous life.
MDN Talk Radio. The mic swings to you at MDN Talk Radio. The conversation is upbeat with life-enhancing chats moderated by personalities that matter. Exclusive conversations to keep our radio community interactive is with you now. Log on from the comfort of your couch or take us along in your palm as you go. Hear us. The undeniable choice.